A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. After Jesus was taken up into heaven, the apostles went back from the Mount of Olives, as it is called, to Jerusalem, a short distance away, no more than a Sabbath walk. And when they reached the city, they went to the upper room where they were staying. There were Peter and John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Jude, son of James. All these joined in continuous prayer, together with several women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. The word of the Lord.
I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. The Lord is my light and my help. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Before whom shall I shrink? I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. There is one thing I ask of the Lord, for this I long, to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to savor the sweetness of the Lord, to behold his temple. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living. O Lord, hear my voice when I call. Have mercy and answer. Of you my heart has spoken. Seek his face, seek his face. I am sure I shall see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living.
A reading from the letter of St. Peter. If you can have some share in the sufferings of Christ, be glad, because you will enjoy a much greater gladness when his glory is revealed. It is a blessing for you when they insult you for bearing the name of Christ, because it means that you have the Spirit of glory, the Spirit of God resting on you. None of you should ever deserve to suffer for being a murderer, a thief, a criminal, or an informer. But if any one of you shall suffer for being a Christian, then he is not to be ashamed of it. He should thank God that he has been called one. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son,
so that your Son may glorify you. And through the power over all mankind that you have given him, let him give eternal life to all those who you have entrusted to him. And eternal life is this: to know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on earth and finished the work that you gave me to do. Now, Father, it is time for you to glorify me with that glory I had with you before ever the world was. I have made your name known to the men you took from the world to give to me. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now at last, they know that you have given me, what you have given me is indeed from you, for I have given it to them, the teaching that you gave me. And they have truly accepted this, that I came from you, and have believed that it was you who sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, because they belong to you. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine, and in them I am glorified. I am not in the world any longer, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
The season of Easter is nearly at an end. This past Thursday, we celebrated the Ascension of our Lord. And the coming Sunday, we are going to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost. Coming to today's reading, the central theme of today's readings is a challenge to us to rejoice in our sufferings for faith, because the more we suffer, the more we are identified with Jesus, who has liberated us from the bondage of sin by his suffering and death. The first reading tells us how the apostles waited in prayer for the promised coming of the Holy Spirit, who would enable them to preach and bear witness to Christ in spite of the persecutions. In the second reading, Peter challenges his early Christian audience and us to view and accept suffering as an opportunity to be more fully with one Christ, with Christ. Today's gospel reading is from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 17. The whole chapter is a prayer that Jesus makes. The first part of the prayer, Jesus prays for himself. Then the second part, he prays for his disciples. Then final part, he prays for the church or those who are going to believe in him. So today's gospel passage is the first part of the chapter, John's chapter 17. Here, Jesus prays for himself and for the protection and unity of his disciples. This prayer is called the high priestly prayer because Jesus, as high priest, is preparing to offer himself as a sacrifice for the sins of the world, and he is interceding for his disciples, just as the high priest interceded for the people of Israel. Then Jesus commends his apostles to the Father and prays for them because they have already accepted the word of God and acknowledge his divine origin as the Messiah. They have put their trust in Jesus and his Father. Jesus prays that they may act as agents of truth and love in the world. As we reflect on the prayer of Jesus, let us look at Jesus' prayer. What is the perspective of Jesus about his disciples? Who has chosen the disciple? We know it is Jesus who chose the disciples, mostly from the shores of Galilee and some from the tax collection centers. And Jesus trained them, and he taught the disciples everything what the Heavenly Father taught Jesus. And now, what is his perspective of Jesus about his disciples? In this prayer, Jesus says that, Heavenly Father, they belong to you. Jesus could say, it's my disciples, I chose them, I taught them, I trained them. But he didn't say like that. He's saying, Father, they belong to you. They are yours. You gave them to me. That is the perspective, attitude of Jesus about his disciples. So let us ask ourselves, what is our attitude for those who are entrusted to our care? We have our children, you have your good wife, your siblings. So what is our attitude towards them? Or we say it's our children, our siblings. So the gospel reminds us that we are not the owner of anyone or anything. We are just stewards. We are not the owner because God gave them to us to care for them, to look after them. So we are not the owner of anything. That is the understanding, the perspective of Jesus about his disciples. Though he chose them, he trained them, but he says they belong to God the Father. The second thing, we reflect about what all things Jesus prayed for his disciples. We also pray for those who entrusted to our care. So mostly we pray for material things, right? When we come to attend Mass, we make a list of many things, mostly the material things, to get a good job, to pass the interview, to get healing, things like that, mostly the material things. But look at the prayer or what did Jesus pray for his disciples? Jesus prayed, Heavenly Father, keep them in your name and unity. Jesus is praying that the Father protect and sanctify his disciples. Jesus prays for their protection from evil and for the unity. To protect them from evil. He is not praying for any material things. Jesus did not pray that the disciples should be kept away from sufferings they are going to face. Jesus did not pray, but he prayed to keep them in unity, to protect from evil influences. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but you keep them from evil one. Jesus makes it very clear that he is not asking that they be removed from world's environment, only that they be protected from its evil influences. It is only by being in the world that they will be able to communicate the gospel message. They need to be strengthened with the power of God. For that, Jesus prayed, armed with the truth, with the integrity of Jesus himself. He is sending them into the midst of the world. That is where they are to do their work. They were, as he said elsewhere, to be the salt of the earth and the yeast in the dough. So let us ask ourselves, what do we normally we pray for? Do we pray for the Holy Spirit to be filled with our children? We might pray for so many things, but do we pray for the Holy Spirit to be filled our children, to grow our children in faith, to protect our children from the evil influences? We are worried about the peer pressure of about our children from the school. They are afraid to say that they go to church or they are a believer. They are afraid to say. But if they have the Holy Spirit, they will be able to stand and stand for the faith. So that is for what we need to pray for, to get the Holy Spirit, to grow in the faith, to grow in faith, in their faith, and to face the evil influences. So as we continue this Mass, let the prayer of Jesus be a model for us. We also pray that today for the unity among us, which Jesus prayed for his disciples.